and really, a few events occurred that may have reduced the amount of fire that he was able to put down into that crowd. And that was specifically, there was a hotel optimization system, a standard call for their security personnel to check a room. They had an open door alarm, such as somebody left and they left the door open. And this security officer went up and attempted to gain access to the 32nd floor. Paddock had installed an L bracket and essentially tried to lock the door and into the hallway where his rooms were located. And the individual, the security guard, then reported that, and then he made his way up via stairwell, another area, and was able to access the floor. One of the other things Paddock had done, he had installed a camera system out in the hallway so that he could see who was coming down there. And as the security officer came down to go check, he was still going to just do his standard check. He came down to room 129, and Paddock opened fire through his door down the hallway and actually hit the security officer in his calf. My belief is without that, it would have taken much longer to identify the specific location of the shooter. And that's kind of the totality of how this started.